Welcome back, everybody. This is the Center Court Podcast, the Tournament Edition. This is Travis Barrett from the Kennebec Journal and Morning Sentinel Sports Department. I'm joined by my good friend and colleague, the other Travis.
So you say.
So I say. Travis Lazarczyk, thanks for joining us.
Yes.
What a night. Class A North quarterfinals. I think we expected a big night. I'm not sure we could have expected some of the outcomes we got tonight.
No, we have three of the top four seeds falling this afternoon and tonight, with number one, Madomic Valley, going down to number eight, Skowhegan, and number two, Hamden falling to number seven, Coney, and then number four, Gardner, falling to number five, Messalonsky. So, you know, Oceanside's got to count their blessings.
Yeah, yeah.
Number three seed, they're still around. That finish to the Skowhegan-Madomic Valley game was just incredible. Skowhegan had about a four-point lead with 30 seconds, give or take, to go.
Six, yeah.
And Oceanside got a clean look at with a couple seconds left at the shot that would have won it. And just front-rimmed it, and Skowhegan came down the rebound, and, you know, the students kind of ran by us there
and then stopped.
Waiting to see if they were going to get in trouble or not. And then, you know, a few of them kept on going. But that's probably Skowhegan's biggest tournament win since winning the state championship in, what was it, 1998?
That's amazing.
So it's almost 20 years for them to have a win like this.
I think we talked about going into this week how the Class A North boys were as wide open as any tournament region, any regional bracket was. I'm not sure I would have guessed after Skowhegan needing double overtime to beat Brewer the other night, it would have been them that would knock an unbeaten Madomic team off here.
No, they had needed double overtime to beat Brewer, and they had lost to Class B Mount View at the end of the regular season, so they weren't exactly coming into the tournament strong. But when you win a double overtime game like that, you get some confidence, you see what you do well, and they obviously carried that into this game against a very good Madomic Valley team.
Do you believe in tournament magic?
Yeah, I believe you can get on a run.
Yeah.
I think, you know, Coney showed that they can do some great things tonight with a double-digit win over Hamden team. I don't consider that an upset, even though it was a 7 beating a 2 seed, because Coney had beaten Hamden in the regular season. They had proven they can do it, and it's probably just more of a bad matchup for Hamden than an upset.
In fact, I don't want to cut you off, but I don't want to bury the lead here. We do have Coney coach TJ Maines here talking a little bit about just what you talked about confidence and getting on a run. So let's hear what TJ had to say after Coney knocked off Hamden today.
It's just one of those things where we've been there.
Yeah.
So, we, you know, Coney basketball, we haven't been anywhere, right? We haven't won anything. And, when we beat them, that was a big win during the season. And we had confidence coming in. We didn't feel like it was 7-2. Okay.
Right.
We didn't feel 7-2, but it might as well have been 4-5 or 2-3 or 1-2. We didn't feel like a 7 seed. And all we wanted was to get here, and we feel we can play with anybody.
So that's Coney talking about confidence. We mentioned before, or at least I posed the question to you about tournament magic. Nokomis coach Ryan Martin thought his team was in line for a little tournament magic. They had a couple of looks late in their game against Oceanside, never really got the looks they wanted, and ended up bowing out to Oceanside. But still a really good year for Nokomis. I don't think anybody expected them to be in the top six at the beginning of the season.
No, they had missed the playoffs for a few years in a row. Back in Class A last year for the first time in about a decade. They hadn't been to the Class A quarterfinals since 2003. Hadn't been to the quarterfinals in any class in 3 or 4 years. Mm. So this was a big step forward for Nokomis.
Yeah, and it was interesting. I thought one of the really interesting parts about it especially was when the kids came out after a heartbreaking loss like that, and they had a big lead early in that game that got away from them. They off to a really good start. The kids, Josh Mested in particular, was, you know, smiling, talking about how far that team had come this year. Granted, he's a junior. He's got next year to look forward to, too. But I think they felt like, as a team, they took huge strides.
Oh, yeah, and he's coming back next year. Zach Hartsgrove's coming back next year, another great guard for them. Nokomis is going to be a contender for a little while longer here.
All right, and so we go to the other, the mildest upset of all, probably. was number five, Messalonsky, really shocking the world and beating number four, Gardner. And what really turned out to be as good a game, I think, as we all expected it would be.
Yeah, Gardner lost to Messalonsky in the regular season. And in talking to Jason Cassidy in prepping for this game, Gardner's head coach, he said they got off to a slow start in that game. They really had to make sure they came out hot this time. They did. They had an 11-point lead late in the first quarter. But then Messalonsky kind of found its groove, found its rhythm, started clamping down on defense. By the end of the second quarter, had taken the lead and never relinquished it.
Yeah, and here's Veselovsky coach Pete McLaughlin talking a little bit about the win and about his team being able to kind of fight through some of those issues.
Probably a tougher schedule as we could have probably had at the end of the year. And when you're playing against that, I think you learn a lot about yourself. And the game we dropped, we lost to Hamden by two, and we're in a great situation. And then we went up to Bangor and struggled, but we played great defense. And so, you know, I'm a defensive guy. I have been since I can remember. And when you can lock it down, especially in a tough place to play like this, it gives you confidence. And I think we had our backs against the wall. We talked about guys, they're going to go on a run. I didn't expect it to happen in the first 3 or 4 minutes of the game. But that's their run, and how are we going to react to that? And so, you know, are you going to back down when your back's against the wall? Wall, you're going to fight your way out. And my guys, they fight their way out every single time, and I could not be more proud of them.
So that's Pete, and again, just is what a great night. I mean, this was, to me, this is what high school basketball tournaments, especially the tournament week, should be about, is four games like this tonight.
Oh yeah, you had a packed Augusta Civic Center tonight. Place was loud. Student sections from all the schools were into it. Couple games that went right down to the wire. You can't ask for more. You just hope the rest of the week is as good as this.
Yeah, absolutely. So our regional semifinals are set. Like we said, we're going to have Meselowski against Skowhegan, and we're going to have Coney against Oceanside. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did.
Perfect. It's been a long day. But on top of that, this is the part of the show where I tell you what we've got tomorrow. But thankfully, we all get a break to recover from a great couple of nights. I would encourage you to go to centralmaine.com/sports. There's a ton of tournament coverage, wall to wall, as we say.
Jam-packed.
In a different business.
Chock-full.
Chock-full. We're chock-full. Follow us on Twitter at Central ME Sports. Check out our Facebook page. We've had live videos all week during the tournament with post-game reaction. If you can't find it, somewhere in the Central Maine Sports banner, it probably doesn't exist. Yes. Travis, thanks for joining me.
Happy to.
Hey,
look forward to the rest of the week.
We'll see you all Monday on the Center Court Podcast, the tournament edition powered by Varsity Maine. Thanks for listening.